Задание 3.8. Вы услышите разговор двух подростков. В заданиях 3.8 в поле ответа запишите одну цифру, которая соответствует номеру правильного ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 60 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start.
Dad, could I have a word, please?
I'm a bit busy now, Kim. Can't it wait until tomorrow? I need to finish off this report and send it to the office this evening.
I'm sorry, but it's important and it won't take long, I promise.
All right. What is it?
Well, I was hoping we could come to an arrangement about the weekend. Can I put off my Saturday chores to go on a day trip with the Fishers, please?
Kim, we've been through this before. No. Those chores have to be done every Saturday, and they come before everything else. That's our agreement.
Yes, I know it's our agreement. I'm not asking for any change in the agreement, just a one-off exception.
I don't see why you can't get up early and finish them before you set off. The answer is still no.
The Fishers are leaving at 7:30 a.m. I'd have to get up at 5 a.m. to do the chores first. It's bad enough that I'll have to be out the door by 7 as it is.
Why on earth are they leaving so early in the morning? Where are you going?
A day trip to London. The plan is to see some sights, take in a museum or two, and maybe go to the theatre as well.
That's a lot of activities for one day. It sounds rather tiring.
It does a bit, but it's a great opportunity for a really good trip, and it's educational and cultural too.
It also sounds like a great opportunity for me to pay a lot of money for it. How much is this going to cost?
Oh, it's not going to cost you anything. Mum said that Gran would give me £20 and I've still got some birthday money left.
I see. But those chores won't do themselves. I hope you're not expecting me or your mother to do them if I agree to let you go.
No, of course not. I could do them on Sunday instead.
That doesn't sound very realistic. You'll be too tired after the trip.
Dad, if you let me have a bit of a lie-in in the morning, I'll be fine. I'll be able to get my chores done long before lunch at midday, and then I'll have all afternoon and evening to relax as well.
I'm still not sure it's a good idea. What does your mum say?
Both Mum and Gran think it's a great opportunity and that I shouldn't let it slip me by. Please, Dad.
Oh, all right then. You've twisted my arm. But just this once. We've got an agreement and you've got to stick to it.
Thanks, Dad. You're the best.
Off you go now, before I change my mind. I've got work to do. You have 30 seconds to complete the task. Now you'll hear the text again.
Dad, could I have a word, please?
I'm a bit busy now, Kim. Can't it wait until tomorrow? I need to finish off this report and send it to the office this evening.
I'm sorry, but it's important and it won't take long, I promise.
All right. What is it?
Well, I was hoping we could come to an arrangement about the weekend. Can I put off my Saturday chores to go on a day trip with the Fishers, please?
Kim, we've been through this before. No. Those chores have to be done every Saturday, and they come before everything else. That's our agreement.
Yes, I know it's our agreement. I'm not asking for any change in the agreement, just a one-off exception.
I don't see why you can't get up early and finish them before you set off. The answer is still no.
The Fishers are leaving at 7:30 a.m. I'd have to get up at 5 a.m. to do the chores first. It's bad enough that I'll have to be out the door by 7 as it is.
Why on earth are they leaving so early in the morning? Where are you going?
A day trip to London. The plan is to see some sights, take in a museum or two, and maybe go to the theatre as well.
That's a lot of activities for one day. It sounds rather tiring.
It does a bit, but it's a great opportunity for a really good trip, and it's educational and cultural too.
It also sounds like a great opportunity for me to pay a lot of money for it. How much is this going to cost?
Oh, it's not going to cost you anything. Mum said that Gran would give me £20 and I've still got some birthday money left.
I see. But those chores won't do themselves. I hope you're not expecting me or your mother to do them if I agree to let you go.
No, of course not. I could do them on Sunday instead.
That doesn't sound very realistic. You'll be too tired after the trip.
Dad, if you let me have a bit of a lie-in in the morning, I'll be fine. I'll be able to get my chores done long before lunch at midday, and then I'll have all afternoon and evening to relax as well.
I'm still not sure it's a good idea. What does your mum say?
Both Mum and Gran think it's a great opportunity and that I shouldn't let it slip me by. Please, Dad.
Oh, all right then. You've twisted my arm. But just this once. We've got an agreement and you've got to stick to it.
Thanks, Dad. You're the best.
Off you go now, before I change my mind. I've got work to do. This is the end of the task. You now have 30 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.